One of the things that, and this is very common sense, this is a very surface level, psychological, obvious thing when it comes to consumer behavior. And that's the following. Let's say you purchase a very expensive watch and it comes in a brown box. Does that increase or decrease the validity of this being a high quality product? Like, you're probably going to say, oh, yeah, this is a fake. Like, if you got a Rolex in a plain brown box, you'd say this is a fake. It's, and you know, Rolex wouldn't be caught dead doing something like that. So similarly, Anthony's company, Anthony, the founder of Rare Cut, he was getting that type of feedback when it came to his pocket squares. And pocket squares is like a luxurious thing. You think about pocket square, I don't know about you, I think about James Bond. Yeah. I think about black tux. I think about suit and tie. I think about cocktail parties.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by Tapcart, the number one mobile app builder for D2C e-commerce brands on Shopify. If you haven't heard of Tapcart, they're a no-code platform that makes it crazy easy for you to turn your Shopify store into a mobile app that your consumers will absolutely love. The integration with your store is seamless and can be used directly in the Shopify admin, and everything is real-time synced, so all your products and collections get pulled directly into the app without any extra effort on your part. Now, intelligent brands are winning today, knowing that push notifications are the key to reaching your top segment of customers in the age of saturated email and text marketing. Marketing truly is an attention game, and push notifications are the key to building your community and your lifetime customer value. Now, with BFCM around the corner, now is the perfect time to launch a mobile app for your store. The Tapcart team makes it super easy for you to get your app live in the App Store in just 2 weeks or less. You'll be surprised how light the lift is to get started, so I highly recommend you check out Tapcart. Even if you're not sure if a mobile app is suitable for your store, it's worth a 30-minute demo to learn about this incredible conversion tool. Now, Tapcart is offering up to 3 months for a limited time leading up to this peak season. So take advantage of their best deal of the year by booking a free 30-minute demo at tapcart.com/Fastlane. That's tapcart.com/Fastlane. Well, hey there. My name is Steve Hutt. I'm Senior Success Manager here from Shopify, and welcome back to the sixth season of E-Commerce Fastlane. I know there's plenty of podcast choices out there in kind of Shopify direct-to-consumer marketing and branding, and it's just interesting. There's so many shows out there. I just appreciate the fact that you're taking time today and listening to the show. I know my featured guest is definitely really, really, really excited to actually be here. He has a very, very unique solution that all brands need, and it's going to open up your mind about what opportunities are available in this particular space. Now, new episodes are available twice weekly. They're available in all your favorite podcast apps like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google. We're also streaming live on Amazon Music and on YouTube. So if you kind of consume your podcasts on those networks, you might want to check out those platforms for this show. Now, today's episode, my guest is Phil. He's the CEO and founder of a company called Arka Packaging. That's ARKA.com. That's .com, right? Or .com?
Oh, yeah. No, we got a .com.
It was .co for a while, right?
Yeah, it was. Okay. We had like a .io. We had go Arka.com. And then we snagged that four-letter domain of ARKA.com, which was very clutch.
So lovely, awesome. lovely. What Arka does is they are a packaging company, and they really help like all e-commerce brands, but more specifically Shopify, really to get custom and unbranded if needed, but to kind of eco-friendly packaging. They're extremely affordable. They have really fast turnaround time, low minimum order quantity. I mean, I'm not getting into the pitch of it because they're phenomenal kind of what they do. And I want to welcome Phil to the show.
Thanks so much, Steve. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. Thank you for doing a late recording on Friday. I appreciate this digital by design thing going on right now. Everybody's kind of in their own world, their own time zones, and I appreciate you coming on and recording today. So let's talk about the unique value proposition of packaging and Arka in general. Let's talk about like why some founders may think that it's more of a commodity business.
Sure. I mean, first of all, it very much so is a commodity business in the sense that you can get packaging in many different places, specifically generic packaging. You can get branded packaging in many different places.
Right.
Then from there comes the question of accessibility, sustainability, and affordability.
Yeah.
So you really want to have all three when you're working with a packaging provider. And maybe some people are listening and they might think they already have that, in which case, great job. That's not an easy thing to find for those three things with really pretty much any product, let alone a must-have if you ship products, in this case with packaging, right? So just to cycle through each one of those, you know, we provide custom branded packaging, unbranded packaging, quantities as few as 10 for boxes and 100 for polymailers, which is a really big deal. Actually, we're going to be able to provide 25 for polymailers shortly here, maybe by the time this even gets released.
Okay.
Democratizing access to sustainable packaging is also super important to us, as this is something that a lot of brands think is unfortunately out of reach for them. Meaning they may believe that, okay, once they hit a certain monthly revenue or shipments per day, then they can start exploring and looking into eco-friendly packaging. And that's just not the case. So all of our paper products are FSC certified. That's a Forestry Stewardship Council certification for eco-friendly standards with where you source the materials to the manufacturing process and ultimately the creation and sending of that packaging. We actually also provide carbon neutral checkout, so that the process of getting your branded packaging or unbranded packaging also has carbon offset. And this is important for those of you that are listening that have sustainability, eco-friendliness in your brand ethos. So if you're getting a, you know, cruelty-free product or a product that's made with minimal waste, but then you throw it in a package that has, you know, shredded trash and dunnage in the package,
yeah,
kind of like, that's a conflicting message.
Yeah.
That's a conflicting message for your end user, right? So if you want to keep everything standardized in the sense that you're eco-friendly with your messaging, your product, and the packaging that your product was delivered in, I would consider ARCA an excellent choice to get that.
I'm going to ask a question about, and I love asking this question. It's just kind of one of my staples, but it blows my mind why people choose the business that they choose. You know, I usually have SaaS companies on and, you know, usually they scratch their own itch and they kind of build a SaaS, you know, they're involved in commerce and somehow they build something and all of a sudden there's a bigger opportunity or a wider use for it. So I want to hear your story as to why you want to get involved in packaging.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it just so happens that packaging is one of the most neglected portions of a very massive industry, which is supply chain logistics. And supply chain logistics is really where my studies came about. It's not too different than when people go to med school and then they figure out what their specialty is once they go to med school. And similarly, I got into supply chain logistics and I recognized a huge issue where there was a ton of neglect and room for optimization in the specific pocket and segment of supply chain logistics, which happened to be packaging. And it's an industry that's north of half a trillion dollars. Like it's just absolutely massive. And personally speaking, I'm the kind of guy that if I see like the cap to a jar or a bottle face down on a table, it's just going to drive me nuts and I'll flip it onto the other side. And,
yeah.
And when I was working as like a younger professional, when I was at Boeing Aerospace in the Pacific Northwest, I was working in the commercial aviation services offices and, you know, I was in my early 20s and I'm dating myself, but this was over a decade ago where sustainability was a huge part of my vocabulary before it came as in vogue and customer facing and consumer driving as it has today. So I was lucky enough to get exposed to that at a time where it was seemingly fresh. And even going back further to where I went to Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo, studied industrial engineering, and it was a part of my vocabulary there too. So finding this opportunity to be able to help optimize a space that is lacking and due for renovation, I just saw that as like a fun opportunity, really more than anything else. It's something I kept running into. It was following me around in my career. And with a space this large, the room for innovation is massive and it affects everybody. Like it affects every physical product you buy comes in a package.
Mm-hmm.
Every package that came in through the mail went through a warehouse. So like, our involvement on the warehouse level, on the direct-to-consumer level with respect to packaging is so crucial. And it's crucial for the businesses too, because it's the one thing you're going to send to your end customer that has 100% open rate. Like you can send emails and marketing campaigns and ads to death all you want, but at the end of the day, you're going to be sending that true impression that's very much so customer-facing when you send them your product and they open up that package.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to add to that, just being a Shopify employee, I understand that you have a Shopify Compass course. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. I can't stand washing it personally because I can't stand watching of course myself not. Speak. But
yeah.
Interesting story there. Yeah, no, we were called up by Shopify to work on a course, and it deals with shipping your products sustainably and efficiently, making sure that the packaging that you choose for your product is right, to make sure that you are aware of all the options out there, because it's a one-on-one course. So it's meant for someone who knows nothing about packaging, nothing about shipping, and also some interesting kernels of knowledge for people who might be fairly formidable in running their own e-commerce store. I think it's really for everyone. I think it's quite enjoyable. And man, the story behind making that, we had just, my partner Samantha and I, we were just coming back from a trip. We went to Colombia and it was so fun. And we almost didn't go on that trip. And on the plane ride back, we noticed there was hardly anyone there and everyone was wearing masks. And you might know where this is going.
Uh-huh.
We arrive in San Francisco and this is the end of, it's the first week of March 2020.
Oh.
And we had the Shopify course paid for, scheduled, like Shopify, you know, foot the bill for the entire thing. Very excited. Everything was put together. But the second we landed in San Francisco, later that afternoon or evening or whatever, we were told that the city is going to shut down after the weekend. Mm-hmm. And we came like a Thursday. So Saturday morning was when we were scheduled for the first shooting of that Shopify course. And what was supposed to take 2 weeks, we ended up filming in one day. So we started at 8 a.m. And I've never finished a pot of coffee to myself, but at 8 a.m. is when we started the filming. And at 3 a.m. is when we wrapped up. And it was absolutely exhausting. That's another reason why I can't watch the videos, because it's a bit of trauma for me. I have PTSD watching it. I think my eyes get redder and redder and my face gets droopier and droopier as you go along the course in no particular order. So you might bounce around and say, whoa, what's going on here?
Yeah,
it's because I'm exhausted, but had a blast making it. We got to the finish line because who knows when the next opportunity was that we were going to be able to film this.
Absolutely.
It wasn't everybody just scratching their heads when COVID first came around? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We weren't going to be able to get that film crew back into the office. So we did it in one day, and like a 9-part course that was supposed to take 9 separate days, like over the course of 2 weeks, we did in one day. And we've gotten a lot of compliments about it. We have people coming out of the woodworks messaging our support team and say, hey, I found you through the Shopify Compass course.
Yeah.
It was super helpful, very informative. And it's, you know, driven me in the right direction with respect to how I run my business on the supply chain logistics and packaging side.
That's lovely. I know Shopify really is doubling down massively on the learning and the education component of commerce in general and just entrepreneurship and all parts of it. So I'm glad that you're able to make this work in a crazy time. I want to position a bit over, because like you touched on a bit about like a brand's ethos around like environmental and sustainability and things like that. If that truly is a brand's mission, I'd call that almost a competitive advantage by having that sort of mindset with your business and having a complete thing. So let's talk about sustainability as a competitive advantage first. Like, to me, it kind of refers to a business that, you know, they're able to remain competitive, maybe utilizing like sustainability practices, the environment, like reducing environmental footprint. And we can go through a lot of things, waste and renewable resource, yada, yada. So let's talk about like what specifically does Arca have product-wise from an eco-friendliness that brands can use? You mentioned these I'd love to hear like your whole focus around this kind of sustainability and environmental impact reduction.
Yeah. So one of the most important things about being able to purchase off our website is that we actually have a carbon neutral checkout. So you can buy carbon credits when purchasing anything from Arca.com. And I wanted to shout out to EcoCart for being able to provide that for us. Regardless of what you purchase, you can purchase carbon credits off the site. You'll have a carbon neutral checkout. Super easy, super awesome. We also have carbon neutral products. So essentially what this means is we have FSC certified paper for any of the packaging that you purchase from us that is a paper product. The Forestry Stewardship Council audits your company, makes sure that the material that you purchase is eco-friendly and sustainably sourced. So not just the end product, but the material that we originally sourced for the packaging itself. We think this is a fantastic option for direct consumer merchants who want to ship in a box, use a shipping carton. And then there are some folks that want to use poly mailers, right? And in this sense, they won't be, in addition to just regular recycled and recyclable poly mailers, there's also 100% PCR mailers. That's 100% post-consumer recycled mailers. I'm actually the biggest fan of this because although we have compostable mailers and compostable bubble mailers, the thing with that is that you need to dispose of them responsibly, like in a certain way, so that you can actually capture that compostable aspect of it. You can't just toss it. Whereas with 100% PCR mailers, you can just toss it. It is literally a product that's at the end of its life cycle and it's meant to go to landfill, believe it or not. I think that's super underrated. And unfortunately, even from like an SEO standpoint, you're still going to see compostable as something that's a bit sexier and it sounds nice. And it seems like it's just going to evaporate into thin air. But that's not the case. You need to dispose of it responsibly. PCR, throw it away. 100% guilt-free. No need to put any sort of extra onus on your end user as a merchant. They can just toss it. So I'm a huge fan of that. Lastly, we have Kraft honeycomb mailers, which are just like a great substitute for like a poly bubble mailer or like a plastic bubble mailer. You can recycle it. It's just made out of paper and it's really nice. Like they have like a honeycomb layer in between both sides of the envelope. It's made of paper and you can just tear it up and throw it away in the same way you would any other paper product. So it's recyclable.
I want to talk about the brand play, the unboxing experience that goes along with, you know, your business in general, because I won't name the company, but I manage a very large men's CPG company. I'm in Canada. They're an American brand. And every time I place an order with them, it comes in like a dilapidated brown box with multiple labels on it. It's a really horrible experience. We're talking a $300 or $400 million brand.
Damn.
Direct to consumer, and I'm shocked. And so I took photos of it and sent it back to their logistics people and said, like, dude, like, this is not right. You know, this is not the unboxing experience. And I've had it, so you open it up, and even the inside of the packaging, because they're heavier products, harder in some cases, and they're kind of rattling around. It just was a horrible experience. So I want to understand from your perspective, like other than the obvious things, but like, why should a brand make sure they have proper, like eco-friendly, but proper branding on their box? Like, what's the upside of having it come to someone's house, all branded to go along with the website all the way through to delivery?
Totally. First off, we should totally talk offline about that company and maybe get okay, connected. Maybe we can hook them up and educate them a bit as to why 100%. That's important. And that education can come through the following reasons. First of all, regardless of who your customer base is, if they're the type of person that would want to share your product, the package is going to be alongside of it. And if it's coming in a dilapidated brown box, do you think that's going to get any clicks on Instagram or TikTok or any other social media?
Zero.
No, it's not going to happen. You want to be able to create some sort of like network effect for your product and product packaging so that user-generated content can help drive your brand. I mean, it's a fact that many brands literally just survive off user-generated content, let alone paid ads. And maybe, hey, you know what? If they're doing north of $250 million in revenue, maybe they can just afford pumping money into ads and not really care about anything else. My assumption is that most of the brands that are listening are not doing north of $250 million, and therefore they're going to need to do the hard work that we make not so difficult by being able to get something that's shareable, that's going to appeal to your end users. And when it comes to sustainable packaging, it's a growing user base that actually cares and looks into this. And what I'm trying to say here is that it's over 60% of the consumer population, according to .com distribution, that's going to be looking for some sort of sustainable or eco-friendly offering through your product. So that number is only going to grow because it's, believe it or not, Gen Z that is the most conscious about this and sustainability, eco-friendly conscious about this. And that population is only growing, and the other side of the population is only waning. Therefore, you want to be able to appeal to them. And I'm actually excited to hear that there's like a capitalistic approach towards sustainability. Like it's driving market dollars. Great. Fabulous. Don't really care why. It doesn't need to be altruistic, but you'll need to get with the times if you're thinking that you're going to have some sort of impact that will allow you to stand aside from the next beauty product or the next apparel product or the next home goods product, whatever it is. If you want to set yourself aside, some things are going to be table stakes, and shareability and appeal with respect to sustainability and eco-friendliness is super important. Lastly, I'll just say this. When you're looking at specific platforms that are mirroring that demographic, in this case, Gen Z, and platform I'm talking about here is TikTok. If you're not on the eco-friendly side, they're not even going to mention you. So when you want to appeal to the audiences that are going to be creating user-generated content around your product, you want to make sure it's in line with their ethos and their beliefs. And sustainability is one that's only growing. So we should definitely talk.
We will indeed. You know, two things I want to add. One, I had an optical startup in the past before I started with Shopify. And that's one thing we thought right away was the delivery part of having a branded box, meaning that it's not the unboxing part of it. It's just like, what about all the other hands and people that get to see it on the doorstep before the Porch Pirates get it, but still they get to see it, do their thing. And I think so there's a lot of residual kind of visual marketing benefits as it works through its supply chain. Can you talk a bit about that?
Yeah, we actually call it the doorstep experience. There's a bit of excitement that comes when you see. I mean, I'd like to think anyone listening, we're all guilty of that. You come home, there it is. That's your product. You know what it is. It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's like, it's almost like a fraction of Christmas morning when you see your presents in front of the tree, except in this case, it's at your doorstep or mailroom or wherever. But really what I find important about this is the ability to share. I mean, I think there's a lot of noise out there, and what's bigger than like a, you know, reviews website, it's word of mouth, right? So whether it's someone you trust or someone you follow, you know, a content creator that resonates with you, good luck being in any one of those categories if you're not within the table stakes of some sort of branding that reflects who you are, what matters to you, and then taking at least some steps in the right direction with respect to sustainability and eco-friendliness.
If your Shopify store is making 5 or 6 figures per month in revenue, then you should totally consider using TapCart to create a mobile app for your store. Now, innovative brands know that their customers prefer shopping on mobile apps and that push notifications are the key to reaching your top segment of customers in the age of saturated email and SMS marketing. Now, for a limited time leading up to the peak season, TapCart is offering up to 3 months for free. So take advantage of their best deal of the year by booking a free 30-minute demo at tapcart.com/Fastlane. That's tapcart.com/Fastlane.
I'm going to bring up the AI of choice for today, and I actually typed a message, and I actually use a tool called lex.page. So I'm kind of getting on the ChatGPT kind of train, but this is running off a different model. But I typed the word, what is an unboxing experience? So I really think this is an important thing, and I want to see, this is what it says, and I want your feedback on it. It says, this typically includes opening a package, feeling the texture of the product, and learning how to use it. An unboxing experience can help to create a memorable customer experience and drive customer loyalty. Companies can enhance the unboxing experience by including high-quality product packaging, customized product information, and special offers. Your turn.
Totally. No, I agree with everything. No, I agree with everything in there.
Okay.
Another thing, and maybe this falls under special offers because some of those were fairly broad umbrella terms, but what I'll I'll get into with that. Yeah, no, totally with AI. But still so amazing, right? Literally artificial intelligence doesn't answer that question for you. That's pretty wild. No, one thing I'll hone in on with respect to special offers is you can get your consumers, I don't mean this in a pejorative way, but you can get them hooked on other products that you offer if you just throw in like a free sample. Maybe it's last 100%. Season's product, quote unquote, or it's something that you have bulk inventory of and you want to get some sort of feedback. Well, then throw it in the box, especially if they're like a first time user, make them feel special. So you can consider that a special offering, maybe a handwritten note, maybe a QR code. Because one of the first things that was in that description was open it up, texture of the product, which is interesting. That's a very touchy-feely thing to say, but that's kind of cool. But then how to use the product. So I think a QR code being printed on the package is a great how-to, or even just the steps, step one, step two, step three, can be printed on the package to help illustrate and instruct the how-to with the product. Like, make it a part of the package. Don't just slap your logo on it and then have the product in there. That's not very, it's almost like it's a curt message. Like, when you kind of want it to have a conversation with your end user, right? And, you know, don't overwhelm them. Don't ramble with your messaging, but don't have it be just like a hello either. Unless that's the type of brand, and maybe that is kind of a part of the aesthetic where it just says hello and it's this robotic something or other. But for the most part, you want it to be like a nice greeting. You want it to be welcoming and you want it to be inviting.
Interesting. And actually, also, just now that we're on the AI train, I actually typed the word surprise and delight in there because I also think that that's kind of what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
And it's interesting because they're saying, you know, this is a strategy that involves providing customers with an unexpected and positive experience. Mm-hmm. For example, companies may send customers unexpected gifts, like what we talked about, yep. or samples of their products,
exactly.
or personal notes, or discounts, exactly. the QR code.
Yep.
This strategy can help create an emotional connection between the customer and the brand, as well as increase customer loyalty.
There you go. Totally nailed it. Better said than I did. Better said than I did. That's exactly, I think, what I said, but just way better. Thank you, AI.
Thanks, Lex.page. Mm-hmm.
I'll check them out, by the way. I haven't heard of that one. Do you like it?
Yeah, I love it. Okay. I think you have to sign up for it. I have some free codes. I may have put some in your show notes and share it around a bit, but
yeah, hook it up.
I think it's by invite only. Lex.page. They're not connected to ChatGPT. They're on their own. They're doing something unique.
Nice.
It's really, really awesome. Nice. Okay, so I want to pivot to a story now because sure. I think what I find interesting about a story is that I think there's a lot of people, obviously people in commerce are shipping, likely in plain boxes, but they're learning that I need to be more eco-friendly and have this ethos around environmental and the environmental impact of all of these packaging. That's why I even think about some of these returns companies, like Happy Returns, for example. I'm just going to go off on a quick tangent here for a second.
Yeah, sure.
I really think Happy Returns is doing something very, very interesting with their return bars.
Yeah.
And instead of like all of these packages going back and forth and all these returns and all this craziness and versus no, bring it over to a FedEx depot and it goes into the Happy Returns tote.
Sure.
And once a week, they're going to package it up and there's one truck going to bring it all back. So that's interesting. I don't want to go off the tangent, but I thought that was it's kind of in your space, but it's just like reusing the box or resend it back. Fair enough. They actually, I think I would be surprised if Happy Returns probably has their own eco-friendly kind of like mailers that they say, no, we don't want the box. It's not going to fit in the tote.
Sure.
So just put it into this plastic, this whatever, this eco-plasticky thing.
Yeah.
Do you have much context on this at all? Or?
You know what's funny? And I know listeners out there, you'll be seeing me again in the coming months, but I'll have actually a much better understanding of that because we're talking to Happy Returns in the coming weeks. And that's a great question. I can bring up some intel around that because one thing that we do with a lot of return companies is help supply the packaging and make simple modifications. Something as simple as like have a double tear strip that could be used for returns when sending out your product. And that doesn't make it overly obvious that you want them to try it and just send that crap back. Like it's one thing if you're here's your product and here's an extra bag just in case you hate it. It's like, no. Let's not have that. You don't want to send a prenuptial agreement in your product. Like, that's kind of what you're doing. Whereas in this case, it's kind of hidden. You'll recognize, the tear strip opened up and there's actually a secondary adhesive that I can put the product right back in that bag and seal it up again in case I wanted to, maybe the size didn't fit right or maybe the color didn't look good on me if we're talking about apparel. Whatever the case might be, that's their own prerogative as a merchant. You have the right to return as long as it's an option. But making that modification for that specific merchant and then working with returns companies to educate their merchants so that they can do something like this is a part of what we'll be evangelizing this year for sure.
Lovely. I know all the people at Happy Returns, they're cool. Show sponsors
right
like you guys are. And they're awesome. So we'll talk async about them. I know we chatted a little bit about this company that we're talking about the story and this company called Rare Cut, they're a men's kind of like suit pocket kind of thing.
Sure.
It's really interesting, these pocket squares. Can you talk a little bit about kind of like how they learned about you and kind of like, because I went to their Instagram too before we recorded and they got some really good unboxing. They're doing all the surprise and delight and all the things that you're supposed to do as a brand. But I want to hear it from you about your relationship with this company and kind of why they chose Arca.
Yeah, totally. So one of the things so to answer your question first with respect to how they found us through Shopify App Store, Shopify Courses. Shopify does a great job evangelizing their partners and getting us in front of other people. But so one of the things that, and this is very common sense, this is a very surface level, psychological, obvious thing when it comes to consumer behavior. And that's the following. Let's say you purchase a very expensive watch and it comes in a brown box. Does that increase or decrease the validity of this being a high quality product? Like you're probably going to say, this is a fake. Like if you got a Rolex in a plain brown box, you'd say this is a fake. Rolex wouldn't be caught dead doing something like that. So similarly, Anthony, the founder of Rare Cut, he was getting that type of feedback when it came to his pocket squares. And pocket squares is like a luxurious thing. You think about pocket square, I don't know about you, I think about James Bond.
Yeah.
I think about black tux. I think about suit and tie. I think about cocktail parties. Yeah. Isn't that actually what they originally were? Don't get me wrong. I don't know the history of
I think it's actually used too. Yeah. It's definitely visual, but I think it was also used like, you know, like literally if someone's going to sneeze or they're coughing and it's just, it's another way of just offering some service for somebody. But
what a gentlemanly thing to do. Exactly. So, I mean, but right, we're still talking about like luxury product and you know, he started seeing an uptick and a better understanding of his own customer base, seeing brand loyalty when the packaging and the product matched up. And that's not to say if you sell a low cost, silly, impractical item, which many folks listening right now might be doing because they're passionate about it, go you, you have the right to do that. And you, that doesn't mean you can't put it in a nice package. In Anthony's case, it was more than a prerequisite. It was pretty much a must, right? Because it's a luxury good. And for a luxury good to come in anything other than a luxury package, one that's affordable, one that he can brand as few as 10 of, and one that doesn't require any like setup or tooling costs that, you know, can get him on his feet and get him in front of his customer base was crucial. And so it was exciting to see that happen. It was also like an interesting anecdote that once again validates the importance of custom branded packaging and the shareability that comes with something that people find like aesthetically pleasing.
I love it. So it's Rare Cut, R-A-R-E, cut.com. It's pretty cool. At the bottom of the page, you know, they have an amazing video that shows Arcus packaging and he kind of pipples it back and forth and back and forth and pulls the top off. And it's like, it really is amazing. It almost shows that he is actually thinking about potential retail shelf in the future. You know, other than just direct to consumer, because he has all that proper packaging and stuff. So it does look amazing kind of how they're able to. And then from a tooling perspective, you know, this one looks very unique because he has the product kind of visually vertically inserted into a pocket hole inside this packaging with a clear window on it. Hard to articulate on a, that's why I have to get video turned on. But
I'm so excited for that, by the way. Can I just say?
Part two video is coming out for sure. But so what is the tooling required then for people? Because other like pick, pack, and ship, you think you just grab it, it goes into a tote, it goes into a bag or a box, and out it goes, zip, done. In this particular case, it looks like it has to be folded and kind of inserted. Is there like, is this a robotics or is this a hand thing? Like what's happening here?
Again, this is like a luxury good. No, this is a luxury good. I mean, and when you think about a Rolls Royce, those are like hand built. I think they're still hand built. Yeah. Not since they got acquired. But similarly, for something like his product, it's folded, put together. I'm sure if and when he gets to the stage where he's, you know, mass manufacturing it, robotics can step in. What I will say for those of you that are, you know, thinking this is going over your head because you're nowhere near being able to just like hand place everything, or rather not able to use robotics to fulfill your product, we do have the service offering of custom inserts, and all those are is corrugated trays that are cut out to be the precise shape of the product that you're going to be placing inside the package. So there's not that extra trash or dunnage surrounding your product that your customer is going to sift through and pull out like they, you know, just dug a hole in the dirt and got your product like that. I'm really against that. Some people, some people have to do that. That's fine. I, you know, I'm just going to say no. We don't even offer it on our website, that dunnage or shredded trash. So I say, check out inserts. With inserts, we actually have a page where you can even put the dimensions of the product that you want to create a tray for. And not only will it spit out the exact insert size, it'll spit out the exact package size that that tray will rest inside of. And depending on whether you're using self-fulfill or another fulfillment center, they'll be able to simply just fold up a tray, put it in the package, and then just like plop your product right inside. It'll keep it safe and protected when it's shipped out the door and it's using minimal material. It's clean and you can even print on it. So you could maybe, if it was, you know, a product that's sitting in a tray and you lift up the tray, there could be a message underneath like, hello, welcome. Check out, you know, check you out with that nice product that you just got there. Whatever, whatever cheeky type of messaging or just simple information that you want to provide, it'll be waiting for you when you lift up the product because you can print on it.
Yeah, that's super cool. Yeah. I like that. I want to talk about your roadmap. I'm kind of privy to some innovation that's kind of happening this year for Arca. So and I'm going to give you the fold, the room here to be able to discuss kind of like how you're aligning your platform to Shopify and 3PLs.
Totally. Okay. So this is a bit of a game changer. This is absolutely groundbreaking. Listen up, listeners. So what we're able to do now is connect to any WMS, that's Warehouse Management System. And for those of you that are in the logistics space, 3PL, WMS, warehouse management system space, this is going to save so much time and create so much efficiency for warehouses. And what we do is we have an API It'll connect to your warehouse management system, digest that data, and figure out when you're running low on packaging. So in the same way that Amazon would kill to know how much milk is left in your fridge and send you more when you're running low, we are doing precisely that for the corrugated packaging and packaging materials at your warehouse. This is demand-based replenishment instead of just time-based replenishment. There are fairly a good number of time-based replenishment companies out there for, let's say, subscription companies specifically to sell their product and have the user make sure that they get something sent, you know, once a month or once a week or whatever. Amazon has their subscribe and save where you get something once a month or once a week or 3 months or whatever. Yeah. What we're doing is based on the consumption rate of the packages at that warehouse. We will make sure that you never run out of packaging again. And if you're listening to this in time for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, alert your warehouse of our existence, because I can't tell you how many 3PLs lose their customers and churn from that warehouse because they had to run the fire drill of overnighting brown, crappy boxes because they ran out of your packaging and there wasn't proper visibility around what you had left. So if you want to put this safeguard in place, we have a tool that auto-replenishes packaging for any warehouse. So we will connect to any WMS.
I want to also ask you about, with Shopify's acquisition of Deliverr, and then I guess kind of the rebranded language of like Shopify Logistics and, you know, the Shopify's Fulfillment Network and whatever language you want to call it. Sure. Is there a connection to those locations, or are you open for negotiations currently with the Deliverr platform? Because there's like 800 locations and they're fulfilling across the US. They're like amazing. So just wanted to hear your feedback on that.
Yeah. I actually don't know how much I'm allowed to talk about this, but I will say that we are in talks with the Shopify and Deliverr locations for auto replenishment. And as far as I'm concerned, you guys will be the first e-commerce platform that's going to offer something like this for their merchants. So go you guys. Otherwise, we're talking to a ton of other 3PLs that are, you know, platform notwithstanding, they're just a 3PL.
You know, that's the thing. It's like, I have a lot of those 3PL companies on, like the ShipBob and the Ship Heroes, and there's a, you know, there's a lot of great, they're amazing kind of what they do. Some are, you know, and I think Ship Hero is even like the software solution, like truly the OMS, WMS kind of solution versus then have a wholly owned warehouse of your, on your own. Yeah. And so it sounds like your technology will work kind of either or, but at the end of the day, the replenishment is going to happen. Is there like a demand? Is there like a forecasting model built into it too, to understand the needs of a packaging?
Yeah. Let me get into the technology, but first, can I just brag about the type of people that are working on this? No, I'm serious. So like, you brought up Ship Hero. I actually have the founder and CTO, one of the co-founders and former CTO of Ship Hero, helping build this API that connects to WMS. I also have founder and former CEO of Whiplash working on this as well. And you know, he got his company acquired by Port Logistics, which eventually got acquired by Ryder. So, I mean, like, I have two successful founders who have exited their companies and are monitoring every keystroke of this API before it sees the light of day. And they are way smarter than I am. So if anyone listening to this pod thus far thinks that maybe they don't have the confidence of me to build something like this, let me tell you, I have the right people to build something like this that have so much experience in this. So I'm very excited. But with respect to the technology itself, so we're leveraging AI and machine learning algorithms to be able to decipher your consumption and forecast your usage. We'll track trends to be able to determine when you're running low, how many packages you need to order when you are running low, what that number looks like. And you can create and calibrate your own decision making within the dashboard as well. Meaning, like, let's say, you know, something that the technology is not privy to is that you just closed a major client and thus there's going to be much more demand for this specific package. You can come in and say, hey, what used to take a month for consumption is now going to be consumed in a week. We need to calibrate this. No problem. It's just as simple as literally just changing the numbers in the dashboard. They're just like set numbers that say when hitting 400, order 3000. Like, it's very simple. The real magic is behind the actual AI itself and the API that'll connect to any WMS. We'll also be able to help with respect to cartonization. And that's actually a big one for folks like Shopify and other 3PLs that we've been talking to, where they want to be able to determine what size packages are optimal for the size SKUs and the merchants that we currently have. Because that's something, that's an exercise that's carried out every 6 months at a 3PL at best, meaning that every 6 months they'll just review what customers they have, what customers, in a 6 month period, customers churn and new customers come on board. And that means that the product mix is going to change. And to have that adjusted and calibrated in near real time is so much better than, okay, we'll take a look literally halfway through the year. And then again, at the end of the year, that's nuts. So what we'll be doing is creating those calibrations on the fly so that you're not over-ordering, under-ordering packaging. And then talk about the negative rippling effects of having the wrong package for the product, because taking a second to just survey, you know, listeners for a second, how many of you have ordered a product online that came in a package that was too big, right?
Oh, I know. That's a massive problem. And I know there's other like little software tools to even especially for like self-fulfilled warehouses and brands and stuff like that. They're running through a separate tool just to make sure they know the outside dimensions of the order and then know what the correct box is to grab. But at the end of the day, you know, there's a lot of error inside these boxes, and that just takes up, it's an overall, it's just a poor overall eco experience.
Oh, totally.
Of
eco experience aside, like you're going to be spending more money for shipping. You're going to spend more money for that package.
Yeah.
You're going to have less room in the back of the truck to ship the products. Like on a one-to-one basis, this might sound trivial. When you're talking about every physical product that's running through a warehouse, which most physical products do, it really adds up. So we're very excited to be able to disrupt the space.
This is lovely. Thank you for sharing that. I had some inside scoop on it, so I knew this was kind of coming down the pike. So
thank you.
I wish you tremendous success on that. So where do you want to send people now? I mean, now people are, you know, obviously everybody's got packaging, but they don't know if they have the right partner. And now that, you know, you're the innovator and the first mover advantage on this sort of thing, where do you want to send our listeners today to learn more?
Yeah, absolutely. If you are a direct-to-consumer merchant, go to arka.com. That's ARKA.com. And you can send a support message to support@arka.com if you don't see what you need on our website. If you're a 3PL, use that same email. But we also have a special website that can help create an ROI calculator for you and see how much money you could be saving if you go to wms.arka.com. But in that same light, I still recommend you send a message to support. Say you're a 3PL, tell us a bit more about your business. What's your packaging spend? We'll be able to hook you up.
This is lovely. I'll have all of this in the show notes. And I know we chit-chatted a little bit before recording about maybe a listener-only bonus or a little promotion for those that got to the end of this episode.
Yep. So if you are a listener of this episode, congratulations, because you'll be getting 15% off your packaging by using the promo code that we endearingly named STEVE15. That's S-T-E-V as in Victor, E-1-5. And that'll get you 15% off at checkout.
Thank you so much for that. My listeners are going to really appreciate that. I just want to thank you for coming on the show. I think you're going down a really, I think your time has come. Really feel like, you know, a technology enabled kind of old school kind of packaging company that's come of age where, you know, you're using machine learning and AI, but you're thinking about the carbon offset and the eco-friendliness and the sustainability side of the, I mean, that's what success is all about. These Gen Zers talking about this is what the market is right now. I think you're really implanted into that market. I just wanted to thank you for number one, keeping at it and doing some great work for Shopify and Shopify brands. And so thanks for coming on the show.
Absolutely.
Today.
Thanks, Steve. That means a lot because I know you're coming from a place of understanding. We've, you know, riffed back and forth over a number of years.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see, it's nice to see you and it's nice to chat. I'm excited for part two where we will have the cameras on, everybody. The cameras will be on.
The gear is coming. All right. Well, have yourself a great day. And thanks again.
You too. Thanks, Steve.
Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.